got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his
hands. Yes, yes, yes. Back at it again. I read something earlier, according to YouTube's guidelines, that you're not supposed to cuss within the first 7 seconds of the video. I haven't recorded the intro to this yet, so I'm not sure. But up until this point, I haven't said a cuss word, and I'm saying something because I'm pretty sure I cuss on the opening of every single one of these motherfuckers. But nonetheless, we made it. Hopefully YouTube keeps allowing me to do its thing or to do my thing. And we keep rocking and rolling. Yeah, it's pretty chill. Pretty chill Sunday today. My tooth and my jaw are killing me like a motherfucker still. I'm trying to do everything I can to not even think about it, but for whatever reason, I can't stop moving my motherfucking mouth. Pause, no homo. I can't stop talking. So here I am, putting myself through pain for the enjoyment of others. Just like the clown ass nigga that I am. Like the clown ass nigga that I am. My biological father's dad, so technically my grandpa, passed away in his sleep. I want to say Friday. I found out Saturday, so Friday. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I don't have a relationship, nor do I want a relationship at all with my biological father. But with my grandpa, I've actually seen him a couple of times. He actually met my daughter. So I've seen him a couple of times, in Como. One of my only memories of him as a kid, and it happens to be one of two of my only memories of my biological father ever being in my life, was they got into a fight, and I want to say my grandpa was on top of my biological father, and my biological father, like the bitch that he is, he kicked my granny in the side, and I want to say he broke her rib that night. I maybe was 5 or 6. I can't really remember. I know I wasn't that old, but, yeah, it's, so he passed away, and, I have mixed feelings about it because, like, you know, obviously if it wasn't for him and if it wasn't for his dad, and you know what I mean, that I wouldn't have even, he doesn't exist, then my biological father doesn't exist and I don't exist. You know what I mean? I mean, you could play that game all day until you get the fucking the one or whoever, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't passed the point because death always hurts, you know, but it's like, I don't know. You lose. I mean, when you get accustomed to losing people, it doesn't hit as hard. And it for sure doesn't hit as hard with somebody who, I don't know, like, yeah, he was my grandpa, you know, and it's crazy that I had more of a relationship with him than I have with my biological father. But I don't know, like, I would beat my son's ass every day. If my son had a kid, and my son, for whatever reason, wasn't taking care of him, one, I would make sure that I would stay in contact and take care of my grandson. And two, it wouldn't even be an option because I'd just beat his ass. Like, I would, like, he would have to. I don't know. Part of me holds in, I don't want to call it a resentment because I don't resent him at all. You know, I don't, and especially in death, I don't resent anybody in their death. So it's not resentment, but it's more of like, I care, but I don't care. If that fucking makes sense. And what a bitch ass answer that is. See, I have bitch assness in my genes. It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, man, we're living to die anyways, but, yeah, you know, obviously I want him to rest in peace. That'd be the best way to go. You know, if there is in your sleep. So good on him for that. I wish he made more of it, because I'm like, I don't know. I would only see him if I made the effort to go see him, you know, and it was never, I don't know. It is what it is. It sucks because the older I get, and like the more I'm dealing with shit with my, you know, with my own kids and their mom, now more than ever is you know, the person who I call my dad, which is technically my stepdad, but he is my dad because he raised me. You know, he's dead. His dad is dead. I never met him. My biological father is somewhere out there, but you know, what is he? He hasn't did anything in my whole life of existing. So, other than plant a memory of him and my grandpa fighting and then him kicking my granny in the rib and her breaking her rib. She's dead. Now my grandpa's dead and my biological father is basically dead. Yeah, it sucks because there's times when I used to never want to admit that I needed help or I needed advice or something, but the older I get, the more I realize I need help and I need a shit ton of advice. I don't have a lot of, and my grandpa on my mom's side is dead, you know? And whenever I got back out of the jail from the Navy, he was completely gone. Dementia took over his mind. It's hard as fuck. Sometimes, you know, you're trying, you know, just navigating life and, you know, a little bit of guidance here or there wouldn't hurt, but these are the cards we're dealt. These are the games we play. So I gotta keep on moving. I hate that my kids don't live with me and I hate that they don't live anywhere near close to me right now. It's weird where I'm at because I don't like, you know, I don't want my kids to be on the tablets and on their phone, on the phones and on the games all the time. But right now, in order to talk to them, I need the, you know, I need technology. And, so me and my son, we were playing Fortnite earlier. We played two battle royales and we won both battle royales. My son is so fucking good at video games. It's especially Fortnite. I've seen this dude. My son is only, seven. He just turned seven and, I've seen this motherfucker win like solos on Fortnite. Every time we're playing duos, he always has more kills than me. He like pretty much carries the team. This last battle royale we did, I want to say he had, like 14 or 15 kills for the game, and he's fucking 7. And, man, yeah, it's amazing to see. I remember because he would used to, you know, when I was putting him to sleep, he would be sleeping on my chest as I was playing like Rocket League or Grand Theft Auto or anything. And, so he's always been around the PlayStation, and but man, for him to be that young and the way he picks up on games, I mean, we're in open lobbies winning battle royales against, you know what I mean? And I suck, and he's carrying the team, to victory. There was one time we were playing Rocket League. I'm pretty okay at Rocket League. Me and this guy, we were online playing. It was just some random dude. And then I was trying to get offline. I was like, all right, bro, me and my son are going to play. And he was like, well, you want to run threes? And I was like, well, and you know, Rocket League, if you're playing competitive, you know, you want to play with a good team because they're going to rank you according to how motherfucking good you are, you know. So if you suck, you're going to play against other people that suck. And if you're good, you know, and if you're great, you're going to play against people that are great. And then, you know, you get ranked higher, higher, and higher, and higher. So I was like, well, you know, I was telling him at the time he was 6, and he was like, well, we'll just play competitives. Casuals. So casuals doesn't really go against your record or anything. And, after we got done with casuals, that dude was like, bro, he's good. We could play competitive. And, we ended up playing 3 games on competitive, 3v3, me and my son on split screen. So it's not even like optimal. It's not at all optimal to, you know, getting the frames per second and everything like that. But ran through games, won 3 games. And, it's crazy, man. And now it's like people make careers off of playing video games and streaming people. And man, to see the level that my son is at, it's like, I mean, by the time he gets past 5th or 6th grade, you know what I mean? What else is school going to teach you that you're ever going to, you know, they're not going to teach you anything about, unless the whole fucking, by then the whole curriculum changes. You're not going to get shit from school past the 5th, 6th grade. As long as you know how to read, write, and do basic math. Yeah. And I mean, if you want to be fucking technical, you don't even need to know basic math. Because you're going to have a fucking calculator in your pocket at all time. Cause teachers used to say that shit all the time. You're not going to have a pocket in your calculator. Well, how fucking wrong were they? The people that were supposed to be teaching us didn't know shit. Just as fucking stupid as we were. And they were wrong about that. But yeah, I want to do that with both my kids, my daughter, and my son. You know, I want to pull them out and show them what's what in the world, you know, and have them be my squires and, you know, do all of my biddings and in turn teach them real life. I recently found myself crying at a new show. I'm not going to say the name because I'm going to spoil everything that's about to happen, but I'm not going to say the name of the show. And I'll be pretty vague about what happened, but, and I've always been, a crier at, movies, and good TV shows. Not like I've never cried at a TV show that was on like motherfucking like NBC or anything like that, you know? But in this show, and especially since being a father, in any time there's a movie or a TV show and, you know, something happens that, you know, hinders or hurts or completely severs the relationship with, you know, the parent and child, touches me more than Catholic priests touch kids. You know what I mean? And, so on the show I was watching, this dude's daughter dies. He was a single dad. This dude's daughter died. And I'm fucking on these new TV shows. Like these characters, they're like racially ambiguous. Like you can't tell, like you can't quite put a fucking finger on what they are. I've never seen so many light-skinned redheads pop up and with super fucking curly hair. So it looked like they could be Irish, but also look like they're albino and just race. And then how is this dude really her dad? Cause this dude is a Mexican, but this child, red curly hair, light skin, you know, like who the fuck was her mom? You know what I mean? Did he fuck a mushroom and created, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, yeah. But dude's daughter dies and, that shit has always got me. I remember, so this is before I even had kids. The first time I ever watched The Lion King, I cried, like a fucking baby, when Mufasa died. And Mufasa died in front of Simba. Maybe because it was always, I always had some, maybe it's that, you know, deep. I don't know. I always felt like my dad can go at any time. And it's crazy because he did. And I'm talking about my, you know, my dad who raised me, not my biological father, you know, not him. And I remember watching Lion King, seeing Simba see his father die and trying to wake him up. And all I can remember is, I hope if I ever have kids, you know, that never happens to me. And, you know, yeah, I remember watching it and it's like, I don't know, those type, like that's always gotten me. And yeah, especially now having kids, just the thought of going through that or vice versa, them having to go through that. I don't know. Even though I wouldn't, like if I, you know, I obviously want to die before my kids, you know, but I don't want to, you know, I want to be able to live life with them. You know what I mean? And, you know, everything willing, I will. And if not, it doesn't happen. But, yeah, fuck off that. Yeah. But anyways, the multiracial daughter dies. And he cries. I fucking cry. And I don't think there will ever be a time when I don't cry at a scene like that. One of my favorite things, to do recently, find sectors of YouTubers, like, you know, different sectors of YouTubers and see who has beef with who. On the last one, if you recall, if you listen to the last one, I talked about the beef between snowboarders and skiers, and they're back and forth. So there's YouTube skiers who have problems with YouTube snowboarders and vice versa. Today's little nugget I found was, MMA YouTubers. So people who cover MMA on YouTube, their beefs, within each other. And this one video that I just watched was fucking hilarious. Is from, a fat white dude who obviously looks like he has never trained anything MMA a day in his life. He, I guess, donated 50 pounds because he's from over there, you know, so it makes him kind of gay anyways. But he donated 50 pounds to this one dude who's like 50 years old, who has an MMA YouTube. And I only bring up age, because the dude who's the fat white guy who's probably never trained in MMA a day in his life brought up age. And I guess that $50 was like the 50 pounds or whatever was like kind of like a sleight of hand, towards the host. 'Cause the host, who is the 50-year-old guy, was on a live stream with, get this, three other MMA YouTubers. So total of four on the live stream. The one guy that donated $50 to the live stream was just so happened to be watching the live stream, and he happens to be a MMA YouTuber as well. And long story more longer, this dude is doing like a JCS video breakdown of this dude who gets so offended that he has $50. So apparently there's this Mexican guy whose MMA channel is Mexican mixed martial arts. He has a beanie. He wears a beanie. The dude that donated the 50 pounds wears a beanie, and the dude who got offended that he just got gifted 50 pounds was like, hey, well, he stole the beanie from Mexican mixed martial arts. And I'm not going to do the video justice. I need to figure out how to, once I get my camera and shit so I can start recording these, I need to figure out how to put what I'm talking about on the screen, because it's going to make this make way more sense for those who end up eventually watching on YouTube and on Spotify, because I believe I could put a video podcast on Spotify. I don't know what the rules of that are. But for those who watch it on YouTube, and then when I get the Patreon rolling, for those who are just listening for the audio experience, it's going to sound like dog shit, like usual. You're not going to know what I'm talking about. None of the references are going to make any sense. And you're going to wonder why the fuck you've gotten this far in the podcast anyways. And you're going to realize that there was a million more things you could have been doing. But yet you're slacking off, listening to a fucking idiot, ramble into his phone as he fails to attempt to light the last fucking quarter and a half of a blunt. Who he says this is going to be his last one for maybe about 2 weeks, but y'all know he's lying. The person who's saying, I know I'm lying. I'm probably going to be getting ring up as soon as I get done recording this. But in my mind, as I'm smoking, as I'm recording, I'm going to take a break for a couple of weeks. We'll see how that goes. For 3 days out of this week, I worked out outside. And working out outside, getting that sweat as the sun is hitting your face, man, it feels so fucking great. And it also gives you an extra bonus level of motivation, because you don't want to look weak in public. That's why when I run, I won't do it on a treadmill, because if I'm just in there by myself and nobody looks, I'll slow the pace down. I'll give up. But if I run in public, I don't even want to walk. If anybody is looking at me, again, going back to that, I feel like whatever I'm doing, people are going to be looking at me. This time, this is like my superpower. Like I'm Kanye West. 'Cause we're both fucking idiots. I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying. Yeah. being narcissistic is like a, it's like my motherfucking superpower. Cause on one hand, it's my kryptonite. Isn't that crazy? It's like fucking the thing that makes me strong makes me weak. You know what I mean? Where was I at? I completely lost my train of thought and I also dropped my phone. But you won't notice because I will have edited this in, post-production. Should I stop this right now? Go back and listen to what my thought was so I can catch back up on it? Or should I try in real time? Yeah, let's go meta. Let's go meta. I'm going to keep talking and I'm also, while in real time, I'm going to be trying to figure out the thought that I just had, that I lost while trying to make a funny and simultaneously dropping my phone and again failing to light my blunt. But we got it lit now. I really wish I could remember what I was talking about. I been watching this guy on YouTube. Oh my God. Talk about wasting your motherfucking time. That's all I fucking do is just waste my time looking at stupid ass videos, seeing what content I can make off that and then putting this out into the void. And who the fuck is going to listen to this shit? You know what I mean? But I've been watching this dude who, pranks scammers, you know, the Indian scammers, you know, the hello sir, this is you know, Microsoft, yes. I'm fucking terrible at accents, so I don't know what that was, but yeah, you know, I think his name is Kit Baga or something like that, and he does the whole get up because apparently these dudes will hack into your webcam too if they feel suspicious and they want to make sure that they are talking to an old person. But these motherfuckers over there in India are some motherfuckers. They, hey, ma'am, listen to me. This is the FBI and I need you to go get $500 in Apple gift cards. And apparently this shit must work. I know this shit must work. Because Indian call centers make a large majority of their money off of scamming the elderly. And apparently he just gets his computer to give in. He gets his computer to, I guess, get corrupted somehow. And then he calls their tech support and their tech support, or you know, the fake tech support, the scammer's tech support. God damn, I'm all over the place. I'm supposed to be figuring out where I just had my last thought. How the fuck did I get the Indian scammers? But I'm also watching, I'm in my car right now. It's one of my favorite places to record because this is where I get a lot of my thoughts out. I'll take a drive around and, you know, scope the scene. But I was also looking at a guy who looked like he was probably breaking into a car. But I've mastered the art of minding my motherfucking business. So that's exactly what I'm going to do is mind my motherfucking business. And the dude, he calls the scammers and essentially puts these dudes on like sometimes days, but like fucking just waste hours out of their time, out of their day, acting like he's going to get the fucking, like he's going to get the gift cards, fully buys in to their whole shtick. And their whole shtick is, these fucking geezers, the old people, they give in. I was just a drug deal. He wasn't breaking into anybody's car. He was just buying some weed. That dude looked fucking suspicious as fuck, though. Yeah, he was just buying some fucking weed. Their scam is to get control of your account, and whenever they just want access to your computers. And apparently old people are giving these dudes access to their computers. And essentially what they do is they go in and they do some technical shit. And whenever you pull up your bank, they can make it look like temporarily by, you know, whenever you do the control F9, F10, F11s, what, F5s, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, whatever the fuck. The scammers. So they go behind hack what you can see on your computer. Nothing really happens in your bank account, but they hack the numbers to make it seem like this is what, it's so funny. It's so like, it's so unbelievable, but goddamn, old people are so fucking stupid. They need to not have any electronics and not be able to drive. That, like, for any old person, that should just be it. Take their phone away. Take everything away. Let them go out peacefully. They don't need to be fucking, they don't need to, you know, they don't need the 5G to make it worse towards the end. You know what I mean? Let them get some good sleep. Let them get all the electronics out of their life. You know what I mean? That's probably what's fuck old people. That's probably why, Alzheimer's has recently gone up as of late. In the past couple of years, while they're seeing more and more of it. Probably because these old people for most of their lives had no electronics, and in the middle of it started getting hit with 3G, 4G, 5G, and it just wrecked their whole fucking system. You know, the younger generation, you know what I mean? There was, they were already getting fucking hit with the microwaves and shit like that, you know, and then now, you know, the generation my kids' ages, you know, they're born into fucking 5G, you know what I mean? They're fucked from the beginning, you know what I mean? They're predisposed, you know what I mean? But at least they're used to it. And anyways, the old people are giving these guys access, and whenever they act like the scam is, they're always going to do a refund. And for whatever reason, they have the old person type in the refund. So if the refund is going to be $100, they have the old person type in how much the refund they're requesting. And as soon as they add a zero, the scammers on the other end add like a couple more zeros to make it like they gave them like 10,000. And then it's mom, listen to me. There's been a great mistake. You put too many zeros, ma'am. Did you do this on purpose? So they completely try to flip it on the old people. And then the old people were like, well, I'll just send it back. But they're like, mom, you have to. Then this is when the scam really, you know, you got this far. This is when the scam really, this is when literally the wheels hit the road. Then the next thing is to either go get Google Play gift cards or Apple gift cards. And they tell, this is what's so crazy. Cause even as an old person, I swear to God, I hope as an old person, if I ever hear what I'm about to say next, something fucking clicks in my brain, something fucking, whatever's left in there, whatever, you know, it's already fucking empty, but whatever, just whatever teeny incy bit is left in there. You know, I hope it sets something off. But, and then the people always say, ma'am, listen to me. You cannot tell anybody about this. If the cashiers ask what this is for, you can't tell them that it's for a refund. You don't even talk to the cashiers. You know, you can only buy a couple at a time, and they give it to where, you know, if these old people are buying it, the cashier won't say something and alert to the scam. And this dude does all that, and he set up like fake websites to where whatever, because they have they the scammers have the old people scratch off the back and give them their number, and that's how they get their money. Because I think they sell those cards to other people, whatever the case may be. But this dude has set up fake websites, set up like fake banks, and he has it to where on whenever the scammers take control of his computer, he can actually see everything that's going on. It's really fucking interesting. And so he can see what they're doing, and he plays along with them, and they're like, so he acts like he gets the gift cards, and he redeems the gift cards essentially, and him redeeming the gift cards is he paid $500, but it's fake. He really didn't pay $500. Whatever numbers this dude types in to the gift cards or to this website, it accepts, like it's a whole fake thing. And as I'm saying this, I realize how shitty of a storyteller that I am, and it's something that I really need to work on. And just how much little information, like I obtain some information, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm not adding in shit from another, because I'm fully fucking autistic at this point. Because as I was saying this story, there was another story about a cat and a dog trying to get along on the Dodo that I watched that made me laugh. That was playing in my head as I was saying the story, and I was actively trying not to put this story, and little fucking Fluffy was chasing the cat all around in the middle of that story. But here I am doing it. What the fuck? The guy acts like he redeems the cards. And as the people as the scammers are seeing that they're not getting their money, these dudes are going crazy. Some of the guys start crying. It's all types of nasty shit. I'm not doing it any justice. Maybe I can find some audio of these guys crying and insert it right here.
I got you.
Why are you not listening to me?
I got you.
Literally shouting. Shouting right now, ma'am.
Yeah, you don't need to shout. Take a breath. Hey, Abel, I have the, I don't know if you heard me before. I have one of the codes.
Yes,
this is a $500 code.
Wait.
Okay.
Please wait.
Get the,
No. Whoa, wait. Ma'am, no. No, 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 no. 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 You don't have to do that. Ma'am, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, if that worked, great. If not, the better I get at production with this, the more of an audio experience this shall be. One of my favorite things to do in the morning, besides beat my dick, is to watch videos of people in the military coming home and surprising their loved ones. Oh my God. That shit makes me cry too sometimes. Not even sometimes, a lot of times. A lot of the times it makes me cry. But good, happy tears. And it makes me appreciative. God, I really wish I wasn't such a piece of shit. And I really wish I got through my military service without getting myself kicked out and landing myself in the brig twice. The first time I ever went to the brig was on the ship, and the brig is the Navy's version of saying jail. And I legit had to endure 3 days bread and water. That's what they gave me. It was 3 days bread and water, and I was in a tiny ass little cell in the bottom of the ship, in the middle of the ocean. So they only give you, so this is the first time I ever read the Bible, because they only gave you, your only choices of something to read in the brig during my 3 days bread and water was the Navy's Blue Jackets manual, which I wish, looking back on it, I wish I would have read. No, I don't know, because I read the Bible. But yeah, it was the first time I ever read the Bible. And man, the Old Testament is some wild. That's when I realized, like, oh, it was really some wild shit in there. Like, I knew when I was in Catholic church, because I went to Catholic school up until like first grade when my parents couldn't afford it anymore. I remember I was used to always be on the verge of getting kicked out from there. Cause I was always questioning shit. I was always bad. It was to the point to where if I was good, like for a week, there was like these toys in these toy chests, and, they would let me get one. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't getting molested by a priest. What if I was? What if that's a core memory that I have not unlocked yet? That I was just thinking that I was bad. Maybe the priest was telling me that I was a bad little kid. Hey, you're a bad kid, but you know, if you're good this week, I'll give you a sweet treat, give you a little toy. And as I was bending over to look at the toys in the toy chest, he was brutally fucking me in my ass. Huh. I mean, the chances of it happening are 50-50, right? Because I did go to Catholic school, and we all know what the Catholic priests like to do with fine little young boys like myself. And I was a very cute kid. So I'm sure they would look at their chops, because I was biracial too, and I was one of the few, I was one of the few black kids in that school. I think there was only me and another black kid, and we would hang out and trade basketball cards, just because we were black. Fine young boy like me, light skinned. I used to have curly fucking hair back then too. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're probably licking their chops. I might have got butt fucked and I don't remember. Anyways, bread and water, got buck fucked by a Catholic priest. Maybe. Allegedly. It's a fucking coin toss. It's 50-50. I'll tell you what. When I started talking at the beginning of this, as I pressed record, I did not think that I will unlock the possibility of me getting butt fucked. I might have remembered this whole scenario wrong. I might have only been getting toys because I was getting butt fucked. But I remember I'd be so happy about it. I would think. And I don't even know, because here's the sad thing. I don't even know where really my asshole is. Like, I suck at wiping myself. Like, thank God for bidets, right? Because if there wasn't, like, bidets just cleans my asshole greatly. And that's one of the frustrating things about being a dad. Or there's a couple of frustrating things about being a dad. One of the main things, at least in my case, is I'm trying to convince my kids at all times that their dad isn't a complete fucking retard. And let me tell you something, buddy. It's a fucking hard task to not have them thinking that I'm a complete fucking retard. That is one of them. And then the other one, and especially with having a son, him, every time he calls me in, when he goes, and my son will blow up a fucking toilet. But when he's wiping and he's like, I need help. And I'm like, buddy, bro, like, I try to wipe his ass. Like, bro, I barely even know how to wipe my own ass, bro. Like, that's what the fuck I have this for. Spray your asshole really quick. And then take a fucking toilet paper, wipe it. I don't know. And, probably shouldn't be talking about this, but yeah, who the fuck cares? Well, I know I was talking about this because I wouldn't know if I've gotten butt fucked, because I barely know where my asshole is. You know, if it wasn't, I have to like move around a little bit when I'm sitting down, when I turn the water on for the bidet to make sure that, you know, that it hits perfectly. You know what I mean? Do you guys remember Stephen Paddock? Stephen Paddock, for those of you who don't know, was the Las Vegas shooter, the one who shot up the country concert in Las Vegas. You ever try digging in to his background? And it's funny because this is how you know you're being lied to, and how you really know you have to do your own research. Because if you take a look at Stephen Paddock's Wikipedia, it says, and this is just what, like, you know, little lies like this. So before the shooting happened in whatever year that was, it said on his Wikipedia, it has from 1975 to 1978 that he worked for the U.S. Postal Service. And if you look at BBC, it says he worked from a postman to 1976 to 1985. But then he also worked for the IRS. And then he worked as an auditor for the Defense Contract Audit Agency. Yeah. So, you know, this dude who looked like, appears that he has worked in some form of government, because the United States Postal Service is the government. IRS is the government. And a defense contract is going to be working with the government. Tim Butterly, who is a comedian that I like a lot, he alluded to the fact over on his Twitch that that it was more than likely a it was an arms deal gone bad. Because Stephen Paddock carried multiple weapons. Not just one, which would be hard enough to get inside of a hotel. So yeah, bringing one gun would be hard enough, especially a rifle, in a hotel without, like, you know, in a Las Vegas hotel without raising some sort of suspicion. But bringing the amount of guns that he brought in there, yeah, it was an arms deal gone bad. And it was more than likely set up by the government. Let me look at how many. 24 guns were found in his room. So why would he bring 24 guns when he could have brought in a gun plus more ammunition? I mean, because that one gun did enough. So what was he going to, like, be? What was he going to be, real life Call of Duty in? Bringing them bitches, you know, Grand Theft Auto style, just bringing the motherfuckers out of his waist. You know what I mean? One by one. Yeah. It was more than likely, just like 9/11, just like every fucking major disaster that's ever, you know, outside of fucking weather, and even probably weather, because Jews control the weather. You know, it was an inside job, just like everything. It's all an inside job. Let me see here. But yeah, just, you know, they don't talk about that. You know, nobody's Vegas strong anymore. You know what I mean? But, you know, to their credit, they talked about that longer than they talked about Epstein's Island. And I mean, have you guys gotten into the flight logs of Epstein's Island? Some of y'all's favorites. Some of y'all's favorites are on there. Some of y'all's favorite names are good, were on good old Epstein's going to visit good old Jeffrey. Go touch some kids. Y'all's boy, Prince Andrew. The man, Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey's a weird mother. Great actor. Weird motherfucker, though. But yeah, it makes sense. Because he got caught trying to fuck 16-year-old gay kids. So why would he not go to where young gay kids were always in it? You know what I mean? Kevin Spacey in Hollywood, you know, he kind of, maybe he liked the chase, but you know, it's, you know, you got to do a little bit more coercing, in, you know, in the real world than, you know, when you go to pedophilia Disney Island, you know, at Epstein's Island, they're probably more jugged up and, you know, not going to put up as much of a fight. Y'all's boy, y'all's man, Bill Clinton was on there. And he went a lot. He was a frequent passenger. And documented and corroborated probably went at least 26 times. And then you got Naomi Campbell, which is weird. But you know, I think at one point in time, I tried to masturbate to Naomi Campbell, on a magazine that my aunt left on by the toilet. Cause I used to put tissue on my dick and I would stuff tissue down my shorts, down like where my underwear was. And, oh my God, it was so soft. It would feel so good on my dick. Just thinking about it now, kind of got me chubbed up. Alan Dershowitz was on the plane. I don't know who that is. Sounds like a name y'all guys might know. Yeah. And they don't talk about that shit anymore. All the shit that they know about Epstein, they don't talk about that shit. Just like they didn't talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, they only talk about what they want to talk about.